This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open for you at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And story about capital punishment. I don't know if I mentioned this on the air last night, but I feel like I might have. The state of New Hampshire is poised to join the list of states that is abolishing the death penalty. And it looks pretty good. It doesn't look like we're going to end marijuana prohibition this year. But the death penalty may very well be over in New Hampshire. A story from the New York Times. Concord, New Hampshire. Soon after the man who killed his father with a shotgun blast to the chest was captured, Rennie Cushing ran into a friend at the grocery store. He said that he hoped the culprit would be executed so that Mr. Cushing's family could find some peace. I didn't know how to respond, recalled Cushing, who is now a New Hampshire state representative. He says, I knew he was trying to give me some comfort. Mr. Cushing, a Democrat, was then and is today a death penalty opponent. And in the 31 years since his father's murder, he has become one of the nation's leading opponents of capital punishment. But his efforts at repeal in his home state have always fallen short. On Thursday, though, New Hampshire moved closer to becoming the last state in New England. This was, I think, last Thursday. The last state in New England to end capital punishment as the state Senate voted to repeal the death penalty. That followed a vote for repeal in the state House last month.
Do they use it often here? I'm not.
Right. This is the sort of the really funny part about this. I can't tell you exactly the year, and Ian might be able to correct me on this, but the last time they executed somebody in New Hampshire was like 1936.
Okay.
And there's one person on death row.
And there's, well, they don't actually have a death row. Maybe I'm wrong on
one
that. Maybe
person
they have a death
awaiting
row.
Death.
They have an effective death row, and then they don't have a death chamber.
Okay.
There is no
really
electric chair.
How do they do the deed in New
York?
They're not expecting to.
They haven't figured it out yet.
I mean, take a look at the death penalty across the United States. This is it's the definition of cruel and unusual, right? Mm-hmm. So if you were going to, like, there's unusual, but this isn't particularly unusual. It's certainly cruel, though. If you were going to pick the way to die, you probably wouldn't pick lingering around in a 4x8 cell for 15 years before, with three or four, possibly five different attempts on your life that you're not sure until the final hours or days that they're not going to happen. Like this kind of constant, it could happen, it could not happen, it could happen, it could not happen.
Well, I wouldn't want them to do it immediately either, because then you remove all attempts at appeal.
Sure.
Or, you know.
I get you. But the Constitution's really, really clear.
Okay.
It says no cruel or unusual punishment. And what the death penalty has become in this country is absolutely cruel.
Okay.
Because it's the last form of death someone would choose. I would rather be tortured for a week, which is a terrible thing to have happen, then linger for 15 years on death row with like five different possibilities of me dying and, you know, five different last meals, five different times telling my family, I love you and I'm sorry for everything I've put you through. You know, like all this stuff.
I can see that.
And when you consider that people change and that all of your cellular structure changes in your body on average about 7 years, then you're actually executing a different person.
The wrong man.
When you do it. I've got so many things I can say about the death penalty. Now, look, I don't lose sleep every night about the rapists and killers that are executed in this country. Rapists and rapist killers.
What about the innocent people?
Well, that's the thing. If you advocate for the death penalty, you understand that there is no human institution that is perfect,
Meaning there are wrongfully convicted people on the
death row. There are necessarily wrongfully convicted people on death row, and you continue to advocate for the death penalty. You are maybe not the murderer that you hope to execute, but you're no better than the murderer you hope to execute. What you're saying is that your beloved death penalty is so important to you that you're willing to execute innocent people. And I have to ask the question, how many innocent people? What is the ratio of innocent to guilty that you're willing to execute to continue to support this barbarous, antiquated system? Again, I don't lose sleep over guilty people being executed and put on death row in this country. I don't. But I didn't write Cruel and Unusual either. I'm all for shooting a murderer on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I cannot square the death penalty in my mind because I've spent too much time thinking about it. I used to be a death penalty advocate.
So what if there were evidence corroborated by a confession?
Why would you want to make it so that people would never want to confess?
I don't know. I'm just throwing
right. That's what I'm saying too. Right. So a confession gets you that much closer to reality. Right.
Okay.
We're almost certain that a person who we've got all this evidence against and then confesses at the same time. All right. What about videotape? Right. Or what about this and what about that? Certainly that gets us closer and closer and closer to that point, that zero point where it's like this person is definitely guilty.
Sure.
And I get it. But is it worth maintaining the death penalty in the few states that it continues to be in for this vanishingly small group of people that continues to be found? Because most people who are sitting on death row in the United States are not there, are not corroborated with a confession and are not corroborated with video evidence.
Just to clarify something you just said, I wouldn't call it few states. New Hampshire could become the 21st state to abolish capital punishment. So it's still the majority of states that have the death penalty.
Again, if New Hampshire does away with the death penalty, it's a state that hasn't executed somebody in nearly 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is my argument against New Hampshire. My argument against New Hampshire getting rid of the death penalty is, why are the legislators spending time and energy on this thing that's clearly not going to happen and only affects one person?
Because it could affect someone else
in the future.
In the future, and you know, beyond that, it's symbolic, and legislatures do symbolic things sometimes. I mean, they're going to be there anyway, so why not argue over this?
I think there's better things to argue about that can affect people, everybody's life in New Hampshire. I don't consider this important. I also don't consider it important to keep. Right? Like anybody who's standing by this in New Hampshire, the only way you can get the death penalty, or at least the way it was, I don't know if that's the rule now, but within the last few years, they would have had to have changed it. But, you know, I know somebody proposed to increase the death penalty. I don't think they were successful either. I believe the rule still is that in order to get death row in New Hampshire, you must have killed a cop.
Interesting.
At the very least, that's the reason the person who's on death row is on death row.
Right. So what you have is you have these Republican conservative legislators who are like, I support the police, right? And that's fine, support the police, but this isn't the way to do it. If you want to support the police, send funding their way or whatever. This isn't about supporting the police. This is just keeping some dumb rule that nobody's using.
What about the death penalty as a deterrent towards those types of crimes?
I have heard that the death penalty, I've heard both sides of this.
Right.
Right? Like, so there are people that'll claim the death penalty is a deterrent, and there's people that'll claim that it's not. And they both trot out statistics.
Or the serial killers that go across the country but land in states without it because they know they can't be executed for
Right. So those people would be statistically significant. But is life imprisonment such a damn joy that, especially in American prison, mind you, is it so delightful? Is it like a little party and punch and cupcake party every single day?
You ask this as someone who has been to prison for 9 years.
I've been to prison. Prison sucks. And, you know, like, yes, some people will have some good times and they'll laugh and they'll play cards and they'll do some things like that. Obviously, some people find this distasteful that somebody's killed somebody and still does this. But there are countries in Europe where if you kill somebody, you only get like 10 years. Now, when I say only, 10 years is a long time out of your life. If a punishment is going to be a deterrent for somebody, then like, how much of a deterrent are you trying to achieve, I guess?
Right. These are good questions. We can continue with more on the end to the death penalty. I do feel like this is something that should be abolished, even though it isn't used, in the same way that I feel like all laws that are dumb should be abolished, whether or not they're used. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on our call-in line rooms. They're open for you over at our Discord server. Discord.lrn.fm, Bitcoin.com, it's your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet and buy some Bitcoin Cash, as well as show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can read the latest news on their news site or engage with the community on their forum over at Bitcoin.com. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com.
Did you know that Bitcoin.com now has this Bitcoin Cash shuffle thing?
What is that?
Where effectively it's a money mixer.
Oh, neat.
Like Dash has, so an anonymizer, more or less.
Huh.
And because of the strength of the name of Bitcoin.com,
mm-hmm.
far more people use it than
right. And the more
otherwise.
People use one of those mixers, the more useful it is.
The more
is,
effective
right?
it is. And so if you're running the mixer all the time, then you've got some pretty... You get some pretty good plausible deniability that you're not doing whatever.
Good point. Check that out at Bitcoin.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We were talking about capital punishment, the death penalty. The state Senate in New Hampshire voted to repeal said death penalty, and the House has already voted to repeal. And I do believe, in fact, the story here from the New York Times does point out that they did vote with a two-thirds majority to override the threatened veto by the governor, Chris Sununu.
Why would you even veto that?
Because you are beholden to the police.
Oh.
The same reason why he won't support legalizing marijuana, because the police are whispering in his ear saying, don't do that.
So no one's executed in 80 years, but the veto threatened.
Yeah, and he vetoed it previously.
Oh, right.
And another governor vetoed it, I guess, back in the year 2000, because it has also passed the House on previous episodes.
Right, I'm sure the cops in Vermont are really threatened by the fact that there's no death penalty there versus, say, the cops in New Hampshire. I mean, really.
Or Maine, because apparently this is the last in New England, you said.
That's correct.
I mean, do the cops in New Hampshire really get together with the cops in Maine and Vermont and kind of dance around, you know, jingling and shaking with their, you know, gun belts and all this stuff going, ha, 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 ha. You guys aren't supported by your locals. They don't have a death penalty.
Well, it's a thing with the police to not let go of any power. They're not interested in having any of their so-called authority reduced. They want to be able to throw as many charges at people as they possibly can, and they will fight tooth and nail to continue with whatever stupid laws that they've been tasked with enforcing. That's why they've been fighting to keep marijuana prohibition for the longest time, even though the people clearly don't want it. So the police obviously are not doing what the people want. The police are doing what the police want to do. They come into these hearings at the State House in New Hampshire, and they lobby actively. They have paid officers whose job it is to come in and lobby for not only more government, not only more laws, but also to continue to enforce the ones that they currently have. It's sick.
You would think there'd be enough laws on the books where that wouldn't be a problem. Like, if they wanted to get you for something, they would get you.
Well, I mean, they obviously will be able to do that if that's what they want to do, but they just don't like the idea of losing any grip over your life. At least that's my interpretation after having seen them testify a myriad of times against things like helping medical patients with access to you know, marijuana, medical marijuana, for instance. Police will come right into to those hearings and go at it. Trot out all the old claims. Luckily, we got it back in 2012,
nice.
Medical here in New Hampshire. And, of course, decrim happened as well. But there's more here. We'll continue the story. Your calls first, though. Let's go to Eddie in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, the other fellow was talking about cruel and unusual punishment.
Here I am.
As an objection to death penalty.
Yep.
That was written way back when they hung people. They executed people. So I agree with him. Cruel and unusual punishment. But, I mean, is the electric chair cruel and unusual, or is hanging?
Well, that's not my claim. So I wouldn't say that the electric chair, I don't know, right? Like, I would have to see some scientific study regarding the electric chair and the gas chamber.
There's definitely been failures and some difficulties with these methods.
Right, but as compared to hanging and, you know, the guillotine, right? As I've heard, the guillotine is the most humane method of execution that exists. So I'm going to go ahead and say I'm a guillotine man when it comes to execution. However,
Not as easy as on the audience watching the execution.
Right. Well, that's the problem, is that it's right. It's about the audience. I'm not talking about the method that you kill somebody. I'm talking about waiting 15 years and then, like, threatening to do it 3 or 4 or 5 times, you know, issuing a couple of last meals, having the preacher man come in and give some last rites, you know, having the family visit for the last, potentially last time 4 times, you know, and all that stuff. That part
that's
is what
psychological cruelty, no doubt. They ought to just bring them swift justice. And yes, some innocent people do get whacked along the way.
You think
but
that's okay?
If they broadcast on TV, if they show people getting hung or executed, that would be a definite deterrent.
I don't know about that.
Do you think the death penalty was used less often when they did have, like, the middle of town square where they'd hang some
executions?
Hey, what about the Columbine guy who flipped out and killed everybody? You
he
think if
himself.
That boy had seen something that would have really happened to him for that, you think that might have given him a dose of reality?
I imagine somebody like that is probably not thinking much past the day that they intend to commit their crime.
Would you, I mean, how many teenagers do you think would sit and watch executions or as they were growing
maybe
up? Would you force them to? Would you force children to watch? Huh?
Everybody would watch it. If
what?
They had
you
a broadcast of execution, everybody would watch it.
Do you think that people are have bloodlust like you do?
No, I think they'd watch
I would
it. I agree with them.
Everyone would watch a murder?
Well, not everyone. Not everyone,
here's
but it would be turned into a public
murder.
Spectacle.
So, again, what you're saying, sir, is you're expecting that people who are willing to commit crimes, specifically I'm talking about people between the ages of, say, 15 and 25, not exactly considered the group, the males between 15
not
and 25.
The most thoughtful bunch.
Right. They're not the ones that have the greatest foresight in the world, right? These
That's
are the ones
why they
that
need
get...
guidance.
What's that?
That's why they need guidance.
Well, they're not going to get it from some
third
television
world
show.
Countries, look at over the Muslim nations, what they do to people, and they do it in executionary fashion.
So you
want
to be more like the...
But those places are more violent than Western Europe.
They cut your hand off for stealing. How many
well,
things
sure
do you think they got over there?
No, they do.
So, Eddie, you're saying you want
to
be...
Story.
I just want to be clear, Eddie, you're saying you want to be more like the Muslim nations.
I'm just saying that... if you broadcast on TV what our laws were, execution, jail time, so the young people would see it, it would be a definite.
Young people watch TV. Okay.
I think young people watch TV. I
really?
Just don't think that they.
Seems
ever,
like they're on their phones all the time.
Well, no, I think young people think they're smarter than us. And that they're going to figure this
do.
Out, and they're going to get away with it, and that whatever the punishment is meaningless.
Eddie, you said you're all right with innocent people being executed. You're totally fine with that?
No, and that's why they take so long. Like, you've got that whole system of...
but you did acknowledge that some innocent people are going to...
Oh, they got all that, you know, like, what appeasals, what do they call it?
Appeals,
yeah, appeals. So that's why they got 10 years of appeals, because sometimes they've wasted their whole life innocently. It's a damn shame.
But you still think that some innocent people should be put to death, right? Just because, you know, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. More coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department blames radical terrorists for the death of more than 200 people, including several Americans in Sri Lanka. The BBC's Samuel Kylie reports security forces have fanned out following 8 individual bombings of churches and hotels.
There were special forces troops I've just seen also on the outskirts of the airport in Balaclava. So clearly they are operating on the basis that this complex attack may not yet be over.
Police say a total of 13 people have been arrested. Pope Francis denounced the bombings through an interpreter.
To all the victims of such a cruel act of violence,
affido al Signore quanti sono tragicamente scomparsi.
I entrust to the Lord all who so tragically died.
E tutti coloro che soffrono a causa di questo drammatico evento.
And all those who suffer because of this traumatic event.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want here. Our number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We have the toll free numbers. Also, we've got the Discord on our call in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. So jump into any one of those, and we will get you on the air with us. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Mark.
Don't forget about liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use liberty.menu. It's where you can put your voluntarist ideas into action and basically promote the thing that you do. Maybe you've got a business or more than one. Maybe you create content, audio or video, digital content for people to consume. Or perhaps you're an events coordinator and you want other liberty-minded folks to know about the things that you do. Then put your listings up over at liberty.menu. They can be rated and reviewed. There's a bit of a social networking aspect as well, so you can connect and share with others. It's free, by the way, to use liberty.menu, so why not? Liberty.menu. As we continue, we will take your calls and thoughts. David is in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, howdy, y'all. Let's see, a couple of things. I guess it's happy 420 day. But
that was yesterday, but close enough. Thank you.
Yeah. The other thing, let's see.
I'm still celebrating.
I guess you weren't doing an ad. You were actually talking about Bitcoin doing some sort of an electronic, were they doing a contest?
No, they have this mixer thing where they take Bitcoin.com takes a has created this mixer thing where you can send your Bitcoin cash, make it available to other people around the world, and it just kind of mixes it all together, like throws everybody's Bitcoin cash into one bowl, and it mixes it all up, and then everybody gets the same amount they put out. Put in, back out.
Mm-hmm.
But no law enforcement agency or, you know, I mean, think about this. Red China can't go and say, or North Korea, probably a better choice. North Korea can't say, you have been using Bitcoin to buy things in the black market. We must execute you.
Well, they can do that if they want, though.
They can, but at the very least, they won't be able to prove it through the blockchain.
They won't have to. It's North Korea. If they want to execute you, they're going to do it.
Understood.
So this is kind of like a randomizer of your account, even though it's,
yes.
You're going to start with one account, you're going to end with one account. See, what I'm wondering about with this electronic money is how do you create inflation?
You don't.
So in other words...
Actually, you do.
You can.
No, most of them are inflationary currencies because sure. They're programmed to release a certain amount of Bitcoin or Dash or whatever it is we're talking about, whichever cryptocurrency, but let's just, you know, focus on Bitcoin. Right now, it's 12.5 Bitcoin every 10 minutes
sure. Is
released as what's called the mining reward to the miners. And this, of course, incentivizes the miners to participate in the mining process, which, for listeners that are unfamiliar, the mining process helps secure the network. It keeps things, you know, cryptographically sound and make sure the money is where it says it's, you know, it actually is. So it's a useful process that needs to be incentivized. And so that reward is part of that. So the Bitcoin, the total amount of Bitcoin in circulation is increasing until it reaches 21 million. And I think it's in the 17 million range right now. The difference, though, is that it is a predictable rate of inflation. So it's inflationary, but predictable, and it's
and
not subject to... Yes, there's an endpoint, and it's not subject to political whims. So politicians can't get in there and manipulate it and increase the inflation rate.
There's no quantitative easing on the Bitcoin blockchain.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and quantitative easing is a somewhat new theory, which back 100 years ago, when they had panics instead of recessions and instead of depressions, panics were all the time, and that was when people lost faith in the currency, and they had runs on banks, they had, economic strife, and they first called them panics, then they called them, depression came after panics, and then...
Well, imagine that. People are losing... People might lose their faith in a government-backed currency manipulated by politicians, and that could cause some really messed-up economic, reactions.
Right. The aristocrats.
Especially
the aristocrats of 1776 have always been screwing with America. So the idea that... you remember when Lincoln was dealing with the Civil War... it was a currency backed by gold. Britain, and I'm trying to think of some of the scoundrels back then, if it was Cornelius Vanderbilt or some ass, but they were screwing with the vitality of the North. And so Lincoln added silver. That's where the greenback dollar was based upon Lincoln adding silver.
My understanding is the greenback was backed by nothing.
No, it was backed by silver, and it was based on whether or not... No, it wasn't a silver certificate. They had, just like they had the gold rush in 1849ers, right? So 10 years later, they found a huge cache of silver in Nevada, and was at Nevada City Mines, and it actually created so much value for America. It was like triple the value of what we had in gold. And so silver also was then used as an aspect of the treasury. And it was called the greenback dollar. And that Jesse James was there to steal it and make sure. Jesse James worked for the British. And he was there to interrupt the supply chain of silver and gold coming to D.C. And so the idea that you've had these scoundrels for centuries. Or a century and a half, let's say. Well, no centuries, because it's 1789. I mean, those scoundrels were trying to break apart America. War of 1812 was them trying.
Which scoundrels are you talking about? Bankers?
These are British. The British scoundrels.
The aristocrats. And the aristocrats don't mean that they're chosen of God. They're just rich fat cats that were born with a handful of money, and they don't want to give it up. And they paid for pirates, you know, privateers. They paid for various trickery, you know, sapping financial debt that would lock America into paying, becoming a colony to Britain again. You know, if the fat cats, the aristocrats, bought all the bonds, you know, for a brand new bridge or some, you know, some sort of deal, that money gets sucked back to London.
Yeah.
I
think, Mark, you were right here. This gentleman's claim appears to be false. The greenback was not backed by gold or silver, according to Wikipedia, only the so-called credibility of the U.S. government. So it sounds like you got a pretty important detail wrong there, David.
I disagree. It's very clear that silver was the strength of the greenback dollar.
Apparently,
Abraham Lincoln had to pay for the Civil War. The gold was being put in jeopardy by some of the aristocrats of living in America. And
The University of Texas Press, Greenback Planet, How the Dollar Conquered the World and Threatened Civilization as We Know It, is the citation, at least as far as the claim that these things were not backed. So,
David, perhaps there's some kind of wires crossed here, and we're just using terminology that confuses each other. So if why don't you go back and research whatever it is you want to say on it, and then call back with it and clear it up, okay?
I think in common parlance, even current money is considered greenbacks because the back of the bill is printed in green ink.
Yeah, but this is a specific note.
I know.
Greenbacks were paper currency issued by the United States during the American Civil War. They were in two forms, demand notes issued 1861 to 1862, and United States notes issued between 1862 and 1865. They were legal tender by law, but were not backed by gold or silver, only the credibility of the U.S. government. Now, again, I haven't read the book on which they are citing this. Obviously, two people yelling, saying one thing versus the other isn't going to be a productive conversation.
David wants to know if he can call back.
No, not tonight. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, anybody can call in and make any kind of claims. And also, anybody can edit Wikipedia. So, I mean, I don't know what the real truth is about the greenback. So you have to decide for yourself, I suppose. So if you want to join us here, you can. We can continue with your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up whatever you want. We got more on the death penalty coming up. It may be abolished this year in New Hampshire. They have veto-proof margins in both the House and the Senate. Are some people upset about it? Maybe you want to share your thoughts with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And just, you know, did a little more digging. Didn't take a whole lot more. Just scrolled down the Google results a little bit further and found, believe it or not, they still exist. Britannica.com.
Oh,
remember them?
The encyclopedia
people.
Yeah.
Who here remembers encyclopedias? Okay, we all do. We're all old enough for that.
Kids, I used to work for an encyclopedia salesman.
Kids, back in the day, before computers, there were these things called books, and they had these things called encyclopedias, which were these large collections of books. Encyclopedia Britannica, and it had a lot of information about different topics and, you know, things in there. You could look up whatever it is that you wanted to, in a lot of cases, and find out some information, some ostensible facts about those things. So here's the details from Britannica.com on the greenback. Because, again, our last caller was claiming that the greenback, which was issued during the Civil War, during Lincoln's administration, was backed by silver and gold. However, the U.S. government, according to Britannica.com, issued more than $450 million in paper money, not backed by gold. Now, it doesn't say here that they were backed by silver, but I think the suggestion there is that they were not backed by anything, because it doesn't say they were.
Full faith and credit of the United States government.
So I'm going to call our caller as wrong on that particular detail.
They also call people who want to return the power to create currency from the Federal Reserve to the federal government, two different entities, they call them greenbackers. So,
okay.
Everything I understand about what the greenback is and what happened during the Civil War and all that stuff leads me to believe that the greenback, as it was called at the time, was in fact a fiat currency.
We continue with your calls and thoughts. Sarah's in New Mexico. We can continue with the discussion about the death penalty as well coming up. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I have a theory about why our state, New Mexico, has the high traffic fatality. I mean, it's
okay,
just a
hypothesis.
So it's there's a tradition of reckless driving and careless driving because of the way that people used to drive 100 years ago, or the 1930s or the 20s, when we had like
almost
very
years ago.
Well, I mean, it's like very when we had like 20 times or 30 times less cars and less population. So it's the whole attitude. There's nobody to hit. But it's no longer applicable, you know, because we have like 50 times more cars, 50 times more people, and people are T-boning and, you know, getting run over and, you know, drunk driving is a problem. Before, it was not a problem, you know.
Who's responsible for the current driver's education down there in New Mexico? Like, where do you guys learn how to drive?
I was, you know what, I have no idea what the criteria
is. She doesn't know how to drive.
Okay.
So I do know how to drive, but...
You do know how?
Yeah, I do know how to drive, but...
Oh, well, how did you learn how to drive?
Well, I went to, like, driver's ed when I was in California.
Okay. So you learned how to drive like a Californian.
Well, the thing about it, yeah, right. The thing is, the New York State, they have, like, 120 questions, written tests. Over here, it's, like, 50 questions. They don't ask much.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's...
What do you think a written... What is having more questions on the test going to do to reduce car accidents?
Presumably,
well,
you would know the more rules of the road.
Right. The
I'm not sure how that
really what the roads are. Rules are. Well, if you ask somebody,
but these are accidents. They happen by accident. Things that are unexpected occur, like a drunk person stumbling out in front of your car. It doesn't matter what the rules of the road are. Everybody knows. Try to avoid hitting the person.
Yeah. There's not a lot of roundabouts where I come from, so there's
I
some protocol that I might not understand while going through one.
Sorry, you guys are talking at the same time.
If they have the green line, they could turn a right. They have the right to turn a right any old way, and they want everybody to run out of the way. This is the way that New Mexico drivers think. They're not taught to yield to a bicycle as a pedestrian. They feel like I could turn a right as long as I have the green light. Because everybody just gets handed out a driver's license.
So you really think somebody needs to be told, hey, don't turn into that bicyclist, meaning don't run right into that person. You think they need to have that specifically said to them, that that's not inherently something that we would all do because we're humans and we can, at least most of us, unless they're psychopaths, can empathize with the person who's on the bike and think, I sure wouldn't want to get hit if I were on that bike. Maybe I shouldn't run right into that person. Or even if they're just completely selfish, they should be able to understand that, boy, I sure wouldn't want to get charged criminally for, you know, hurting that person.
It depends what the protocol is in your neighborhood, right? If you come from an area where bicyclists stop and let cars turn, versus if you come from an area where people are more aware of bicyclists, I can see where you would assume the bicycle would yield.
Yeah, see, I don't think that's a fair thing to do. You ought to always assume that the person is going to run right out in front of you, or the bicyclist is going to go right out in front of you.
Sure, that's a great way to be a defensive
driver. Treat
these
people like they are absolute nut jobs, and then you'll be a little bit better off.
Yeah.
But, you know what? Why don't you come here and get, why don't you vacation here in and get hit by a car and you'll know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
no,
my life's a vacation.
We're kind of cheap, Sarah. Are you going to put us up?
In the welfare housing?
You know, we need to tap other vacation dollars. Come out here and get hit by a car and get your legs broken and you'll sympathize with me. Plenty of tourists that get hit by buses here. The Australian guy got hit by a car from Clovis. I told you about the Australian bicyclist. He got hit from the back and he got killed. This is what they get for vacationing out here.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I can sympathize with her as far as, again, protocol, right? Because I'm relatively new to New Hampshire. You know, it's close to 6 months at this point. And one of the first things that we learned, because it's different from Hawaii, is that if you're making a right-hand turn on red, any lane turning right can make that turn, right? In Hawaii, it's only the immediate right lane can turn right on red.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're like, okay, we want to make this right on red. We get into the rightmost lane, and the car left of us zooms around us to make the same right-hand turn, and that throws you off guard the first few times that it happens.
I see.
So there's different rules, different protocols, you know, different regional acceptances. So if you learn how to drive in New Mexico, there's certain things you might be accustomed to that don't happen anywhere else.
I don't doubt that being the case, but as long as you're being a cautious driver, then it shouldn't really matter that much, right?
Yeah, this is why we should have open carry. If somebody attempts to run you over while you're in the crosswalk and, you know, in the right of way, you should be able to pull your gun and shoot them through the engine block.
Well, that may or may not stop them.
Just saying, that happens a few times. If Sarah wants to teach people lessons, here's a lesson.
See, and as a pedestrian...
She's also anti-gun.
I know.
Yeah.
As a pedestrian, I've punched a few cars in my day.
Well, really, who came too close?
Sometimes
who,
you get a bang
came,
on a hood.
Who came too close? Yeah. Who came too close? Or like I had the, you know, the hand was in my favor crossing the crosswalk,
mm-hmm.
and they were making their right turn, and they decided that they were just going to make the right turn, and they got a, you know, a dented rear quarter panel for their troubles. Because that was, I had the right of way as the pedestrian, and they weren't respecting it. And so I took a couple swings on occasion.
Yeah, mostly I'll let, if you know, they miss me in the front or the back, I'm fine with that. But if I'm, they're like right there and they're not paying attention, which happens a lot. People are on their phones a lot these days. I'll smack on a hood with my flat hand to catch some attention.
Sure.
We continue with your calls. Aaron is on the line in the UK. Go ahead, Aaron. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hey.
But can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Mostly.
Okay. So I just wanted to talk about the death penalty and why I personally think it's a good idea.
Do you have that in the UK?
Oh, we do not. I think the last one was about 100 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe.
Don't
quote me on that.
But, all right.
But, you know, I mean, like, especially how you said that.
There's also no violent crimes in the UK.
What?
I said there's also no violent crimes in the UK.
There's more violent crimes in the UK.
No guns and no knives. All that's banned. Yeah. Trust me,
knives are right. There's lots of knives.
Yeah, and a lot of people using them as well. There's still gangs. There's still violence.
Yeah.
So, okay, you said you support the death penalty. Why?
No, I don't support it, but I think it's just kind of like cruel to kill someone, you know, like especially it being legal and all that, you know.
Well, it's not only cruel to kill someone, it's also especially cruel to kill an innocent person, and when the death penalty exists...
Yeah, like, especially sometimes innocent people would just end up on death row, like...
Yeah, it definitely happens, and that is a place that... The guy that called earlier was, like, totally fine with it. He was like, oh, a few innocent people have to get killed, we need the death penalty, so you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And, yeah, it's easy to feel that way until it's your son or daughter that's on death row as an innocent person. Then how are you going to feel about that?
The last execution in England and the UK were, that's the same execution, mm-hmm. was of Peter Anthony Allen, 1964.
Okay, a little while back. Yeah. Hey, Aaron, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I'll tell you one thing that is not motivating to Americans is hearing somebody from Europe call in and tell us how we should do it.
Won't be Europe soon, right?
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, Our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.